PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words elect and candidate.
After dinner one evening at the Botsford home, Becky and her family are working hard on an important project.
Well, my wife's term is about to end, and we'd really like your support so she can be re-elected district attorney. If you vote for Sally Botsford, you'll be voting for the best...
Candidate.
Candidate?
Yes, TJ, your mom is the best candidate.
Hello?
Oh, no, not your mom. My wife is the best candidate. So vote for her, please.
I'm someone who's trying to convince enough people to vote for me so I can win the election. That makes me a candidate. That's why, if I'm reelected, I promise to make you all very... Oh, what's a good word for proud?
How about proud?
Yes! Proud! Oh, doing speeches makes me nervous and I forget my vocabulary. What did you say again?
Proud.
Proud! Exactly! Gosh, Becky, you're a regular word girl.
Yeah, Becky wishes she were like word girl.
Mom, do you like being a candidate?
I do. But you know what I like even better? Helping people understand that if they don't like something, they can vote for a candidate who can help change it. Or they can try to get elected and change things themselves.
I'm impressed.
But take it from me, she is the best candidate. If you... He hung up.
The next day...
It's really fun working on my mom's campaign for district attorney. Maybe you'd like to help out.
Not likely.
Well, I think being part of an election is a great way to help change things and make them better. Like, remember when we were talking about how recess should be longer?
Yeah, and how great would it be to have a class in pillow fighting? Ugh, or to have much better tasting food in the cafeteria. I would vote for that. In a heartbeat. Bum bump.
Definitely. If I were elected class president, the first thing I'd do is outlaw soy butter and jelly sandwiches. Ugh.
Attention, please. Student elections are coming up. So if you want to change things for the better for our school, make sure to sign up to be a candidate today.
Well, Becky, here's your big chance. You should be a candidate.
Well, I don't know.
So tomorrow is soy butter and jelly sandwich day. So don't forget your lunch money. Yum, yum.
Yeah, I think I will sign up.
Becky Botsford, going for class president, eh? Oh, too bad only one of us can be elected since we're both terrific candidates. Well, at least I am.
Hey, I'm an excellent candidate. Besides, why are you even trying to win this election? You're more interested in destroying things than helping the school.
Not true. There are many things about the school I intend to improve.
Really? Give me one example.
Oh, there's so many things I'd like to change. Like, school stuff.
I knew it. You have no interest in being on the student council. What's the real reason you signed up to be a candidate?
When I become class president, I'm going to impress Word Girl with my newly elected power.
That's ridiculous. Why would you possibly think that Word Girl will like you more if you win an election?
You wouldn't understand, Becky. Superheroes like Word Girl are totally into guys with power.
No, I'm not.
Huh?
I mean... You know, I have more in common with girls like Word Girl than you think.
Oh, Becky. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have an election to win. Vote for Toby.
And finally, if I get the most votes and win the election, I promise to work my hardest and to make this town better and better. Thank
Woo-hoo!
You.
Yeah.
Better and better. You've got my vote, hon. You're my wife.
Wow, that was really good, Mom.
I did well. Oh, thanks, TJ.
Let's hear your speech, Becky.
Okay, I'm still working on it, but, okay. Fellow students! students! My name is Becky Botsford, and I'm the candidate for class president. Every student must decide for themselves which candidate they think will do the best job. So if I'm elected, here are some of the changes I would like to make. I would add an art class.
Woohoo!
Make the food in the cafeteria more tasty!
Oh, that's been a long time coming.
Get new benches for the playground!
And plant a shade-giving tree at the bus stop.
Tree. If you elect me, I promise to add an art class, make the food in the cafeteria more tasty, get new benches for the playground, and plant a shade-giving tree at the bus stop.
Those are my ideas!
I also promise to make my best robots available on election day to help count all the votes in my favor.
Awesome!
So vote for me! And speaking of voting for me, I've just learned that Word Girl is officially supporting me as her favorite candidate.
What?
Relate more with robots.
What do you think of that, Becky Botsford?
I think you're being an unfair candidate.
Boo-hoo, that hurts my feelings. But now that these students have heard all my great ideas, do you have anything to say?
Well,
Toby's gonna get us new benches for the playground. What are you going to get us?
Yeah.
Actually, those benches were my
ideas. Becky Botsford, you obviously don't have any good ideas. That's why I'm the best candidate, right, everyone?
Toby!
About Becky Botsford. I'm just sitting here eating these delicious soy butter and jelly sandwiches, which will be served every day once I'm elected.
Well, I just spoke to Word Girl, and she told me that you're not her favorite candidate. She's going to show up here on election day and tell everyone to vote for me.
I don't believe you. Why would Word Girl tell you anything?
Because she knows that I'm the candidate who wants to help students by changing things, and you're the candidate who wants to help robots and destroy things.
Oh, we'll see if Word Girl shows up on election day.
It's election day at the Botsford home.
Well, Becky, win or lose, at least we both did everything we could to get elected.
Well, I tried my best, but Toby's not running a fair campaign. He even told everyone that Word Girl wants them to vote for him. But luckily, I'm going I heard Word Girl's coming to school today to tell everyone to vote for me.
Great news!
This just in. A huge army of robots is creating chaos downtown. And 5 great recipes for Raisin Month.
Oh, no! If we go battle the robots... Oh, right. I mean, if Word Girl goes and battles the robots, she won't be able to go to school and tell everyone to vote for me instead of Toby. Oh, you're right, Bob. Robot army beats out school election. Let's go. Word up! Did Toby send his entire army of robots here? Made it impossible for me to get to the election in time!
In time. Polls closed. The election for class president is now officially over.
Word Girl can't save the day for poor little Becky Botsford, after all. My robots are simply too powerful. When do I give my acceptance speech? I have it right here.
Well, first we need to count the ballots. Where are the robots? The ones who volunteered to tally the votes?
I sent all the robots to destroy the city! I mean, Small problem. It seems my robots are indisposed. Perhaps I should count the votes myself?
I don't think so, Toby. There's too many. We'll be here all night. I have a better idea. Let's do it the old-fashioned way.
Moments later...
Okay, well, we have two candidates here. But only one of them can be your next president. So by a show of hands, who wants Toby? Robots can't vote. That makes two votes for Toby. Now let's see a show of hands for Becky. And I see two votes for Becky. It looks like we have a tie. Oh my.
How about Violet?
Me?
Well, she wasn't an official candidate, but I'm willing to make an exception. And now may I have a show of hands for Violet.
What? This is an outrage! I was going to be the winner!
Well, Violet, it looks like you're our new class president.
Yeah!
Gina, that's my name! Thanks, everybody! Becky, will you be my vice president?
It would be my honor.
Congratulations, Becky. I am so proud that you got elected class president.
Well, vice president, but thanks, Mom. I'm happy for Violet. And congratulations to you on your re-election.
No. 4 more years as district attorney. I couldn't have done it without my favorite campaign advisors.
Well, as long as we're voting on stuff, I vote that the Botsford kids get to stay up as late as they want every night. Who's with me?
Hear, hear. And I vote we get to eat ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah.
Veto.
Nice try, you two. Oh. Oh, Mr. Crazy Monkey. Who gave the monkey the confetti? Okay, I did. Oh, what a fun family.
And don't forget to tune in next time to elect your favorite candidate for adventure, Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is pounce. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. What is going on with you, Emily?
It's just so cute the way Huggy pounces on people.
Okay, but can anyone...
I'll define it, but can Huggy pretty please pounce on something first?
I really don't think that's it. Thanks, Huggy.
To pounce is to spring on something or someone suddenly.
That is correct. Congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. Unofficial Word Girl Hot Air Dr. Two Brains Balloon.
Ooh.
Nice pouncing, Huggy.
He's so cute.
All right, well, that's it for today's show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words ramble and articulate.
In the middle of the National Bank, a battle rages on.
Hey, Word Girl, here's meat in your eye, corned beef hash!
Nice one, Huggy. So, Butcher, thought you could rob a bank in broad daylight.
Well, yeah, can't rob it at night. They're not open.
He's right, we close at 5.
Yes, but forget it. I'm sending you back to jail, Butcher. And quickly.
Why? What's the rush?
Well, I've been asked to be a guest speaker at a class.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but I still have some preparations to take care of.
Well, it's gonna be hard to prepolate when you're covered in...
Hold it. I'm gonna stop you there.
What'd I do now?
The word is preparation, not prepolate. It means to get ready for something. Like I said, I have someplace to be, so could we just,
I'm sick of being wrong all the time.
Yeah, okay.
It's just, I love words, and I want to use them more rightly.
Oh, actually, it's not, It's not more rightly.
Like last week. I was robbing this bank, right? And I asked the guy behind the counter for everything he's got and make it click. He hands me a bag of these.
Castanets? What kind of bank has a bag of...
Don't even get me started. So I'm trying to tell the guy that I don't want these. I want the loot.
Loot, meaning money?
Right, but he can't understand me.
Understand.
Right, so the teller cuts me off and says he's not gonna help me if I keep bambling.
You mean rambling.
I think so. I don't know. I need help.
Well, Butcher, it's nice to see you want to improve yourself. Who knows? Maybe it'll inspire you to give up crime altogether.
I don't know about that. In fact, chicken pot pie food! So long, word girl! Oh, and thanks for listening.
Don't say it. I know.
Later, in an adult education class...
Welcome back, class, to the Art of Speaking. Before we get started on this week's lesson, I'd like you all to welcome a new student, Mr. T.H. Butcher.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's pronounced Boucher, not Butcher. Boucher.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Boucher.
Hi, I'm not the butcher.
So let's get started. This week's lesson is on how to articulate. Now, say it with me, class. Articulate.
Articulate.
Part of being well-spoken is making sure that people understand what you say. Now, that's why it is very important to articulate your words. Mr. Boucher, would you stand up, please?
Oh, man, I didn't even say anything yet, and I still messed up.
No, I just want you to help me demonstrate to the class how one articulates.
Oh, okay.
Repeat after me. Articulate.
Articulate.
Excellent. Now say it a little faster, but pronounce all the sounds just as clearly. Like this. Articulate.
Articulate.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Articulate.
Oh, right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is easy. Come on, everybody. Articulate.
Meanwhile, flying around the city...
Well, I was hoping to have the butcher wrapped up by now so that I could concentrate on my speech. You really want a little sample? Okay, here goes. Hi, everybody. My name is Word Girl, and as my name implies, I love words. I mean, I also love geography, but I think Geography Girl was already taken. So, I bet some of you are wondering, Word Girl, even though you seem to love all words, you must have some favorites. I do. I like dazzling and sparkly and abundance. Oh, and victorious and shenanigans and elegant. What? I wasn't rambling. No, I wasn't. Fine, I'll ask him. Excuse me, narrator?
Uh-huh.
Were you listening to my speech?
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
I'm sorry, it's just you were talking on and on and on, so I kind of tuned out. You seem to,
Ramble?
Well, it depends. What does ramble mean again?
Ramble means to talk on and on without really having a point.
Well, then, yes. Ramble.
That doesn't prove anything. He said he was only sort of listening. Oh, no. Fine, but we'll discuss this later.
I'm just saying, it's not fair.
I'm sorry. I usually say the first meat that comes into my head.
Well, why'd it have to be bologna? I hate bologna. Now, how come he got roast beef?
Look, buddy, I don't know what to tell you.
Tell him you'll see him later, when you get out of jail.
Aha! Word girl! I see that you found me again.
Uh-huh.
Yes, well, let us commencicate with our battle forthwith.
Right. What's going on?
Whatever do you mean?
Well, apart from commencicate, you're speaking very clearly.
Really? Am I to understand that you like the way I articulate?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Word Girl. I am pleased that you have noticed. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must take my goodbye. Chicken pow, mate! Ta-ta, Word Girl!
Sorry, I got distracted.
Excuse me, kind store clerk, but this is a robbery. So if you would...
Oh, robbery, how exciting. Well, you'll probably want all of our most valuable things.
Right, so if you would please place...
Let's see, like this gold paperclip and this gold potato peeler.
Ooh,
and this is a gold keychain in the shape of Rutherford B. Hayes.
Yes. Okay, so if you would please...
Hold it right there,
Butcher!
Word, girl! Once again, you have found me! And once again, we shall battle!
Hey, before we start, you know, I have to do a speech for this class, and hopefully I'll be able to teach a little something about words.
Right.
And maybe they'll learn something, just like how you learned. Not that I think I'm a great teacher or anything. I mean, it's hard to teach people.
Hold on. Sorry to cut you off, word girl, but you're really starting to ramble.
What?
And I should probably get going.
Me? Ramble?
Yes.
I do not believe this.
Well, you were talking a lot, and not really staying to one topic, right? Wasn't she?
Puggy?
I talk word girl a word!
Well, technically I already knew what ramble meant. I just didn't think it applied to me.
Hey, everybody! You! Well, you're the only one here! I taught word girl a word! Oh, man! I can't wait to tell the teacher she fixed me!
Not so fast, Butcher. You're not going any...
Pepperoni pulverizer!
What just happened? Oh, right. I guess catching the butcher will have to wait. It's time for my speech. Hopefully, I won't ramble.
A few moments later at the adult education class...
Okay, class, shall we get started?
Teacher! Hey, teach!
Mr. Boucher, I'm so glad you could make it.
You did it! You fixed me! My vocabulation is no longer fiduciary! I even rightified word girl!
I have no idea what you just said, but you sound excited, so congratulations!
Thank you! And also, I'm quitting the class. You fixed me. I now articulate perfectly.
Yes, you do. But that's only part of being well-spoken. There's much more to learn.
Oh, really? Can you exampleate?
Why don't you stick around? We have a special guest coming in who can explain it much better than I. In fact, here she comes now!
Word girl? Her speech was for this class? Oh, boy.
Everyone, it is my pleasure to introduce Word Girl.
Hi, everyone. My name is Word Girl, and this is my sidekick, Captain Huggy Face. We're here today to discuss the importance of having a good vocabulary. Now, it has recently been brought to my attention by some that I have a tendency to ramble. Now, I don't think I ramble. I just get really excited when I talk about words. It's funny, because when I was a little girl, people used to always tell me that
words
would
not matter in the long run. Don't look over here. Please don't see me. Please don't. Oh, those are nice shoes.
And that's why I've always enjoyed a good potato. But I have to admit that I'm pretty upset that the butcher, of all people, said I was rambling. He has no right.
Hold on just a minute. What do you mean I have no right to say you ramble? Ah, forget it. It is I, the butcher. And I have to say, word girl, you're being a really sore loser.
What?
You are just upset because I am all fixed and you don't have anyone to correctify anymore.
The word is correct, not correctify.
I don't think so. And who would know better than me?
Oh, sorry, dear, but word girl is correct. The word is correct, not correctify, and it's better than I, not better than me.
Oh, no. The effects of the class, they're wearing off. I'm all broken again. No. Pull it together. I have to articulate. Yeah.
Well, Butcher, articulating may help your speech, but it isn't going to help you stay out of jail.
Oh, yes? Well, maybe this will. Chicken parma stuff!
Lots of chicken attacks this episode.
Yeah, chicken's good for you.
Well, let's see if these books are good for you.
Hey!
Oh, impressive.
Back at ya. Looks like we have a staple make, word girl.
Sorry to correct you, but the word is stalemate. Right. A stalemate is when two opponents are evenly matched.
Right, and neither one of them can get an advantage over the other.
I know! What a great word, huh?
Love it. It reminds me of riding horses when I was a young girl.
Really? Why?
Oh, well, there was this one
Okay. That is it! I am tired of all this rambling! Roast beef world! Okay, that was a cheap shot. Somebody help me out of here! Hey!
And so, once again...
Wait, hold on! That's it?
You're stuck, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just seemed to wrap up kind of quickly.
Maybe that's because you were rambling on about the word stalemate.
Hey!
And so, the butcher learned to articulate better, but was still no match for a monkey in a one-piece disc. Join us again next time for another episode of Word Girl. And cut. Stop looking at me like that.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Our returning champion, Emily, correctly defined the word pounce, and will now go for another prize. Ready to play the bonus round?
Absolutely, Mr. Handsome.
Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for pounce. Okay, Emily, what's your answer? Oh, I know. He's so cute when he pounces like that.
Sorry. The answer is number one.
You are correct, Emily. Huggy, show her what she's won. Yes, it's an official Word Girl Captain Huggy Face balloon.
Too cute. Please, no more pouncing.
See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
One of my favorite words is adventure because it makes me think of a beginning of a big long memory full of laughter and excitement and a great journey to remember.
My favorite word is pugnacious because it sounds really funny. It means when someone enjoys fighting. I'm a little pugnacious. Well, that's what my mom says. My brother's a little pugnacious. Says my other brother, and kind of my sister.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what robust means. That's right. Robust means to be really strong and healthy. Congratulations, Huggy. Robust.